Ask anybody and they will tell you that 2009 was the year of H1N1. Anya Sippin.
I know a lot of people were scared. They installed hand sanitizer all over the campus and everybody was just sanitizing. Nobody wanted to touch anybody. And
Hampton University student Tamiko Curry was not fazed by the scare.
If you take the vaccine and you get sick from the virus, which can happen because I've heard of people getting sick from like influenza vaccines. If you get sick from that, then you're in trouble. So I felt like it wasn't worth the risk.
Unlike Curry, Ashley Clark got the vaccine after her mother pressured her.
She said that I was susceptible to the disease because I have asthma and I'm a college student with a whole bunch of people around me all day.
Though she was apprehensive, circumstances changed her views.
And then I was happy because I got on the plane a couple weeks later and people were coughing and stuff around me, so I felt relieved.
Curry and Clark were lucky not to get the virus. However, Curry's 15-year-old cousin got sick when H1N1 was at its peak.
She was sick for a little while, but it didn't affect her as badly because they caught it early and then they gave her the vaccine afterwards.
Kevin Anderson also knew several people with the virus. He feels like this is the calm before the storm.
Honestly, that's just the beginning. I think we're going to have a couple of more situations like that. It's going to keep people, you know what I'm saying, on pins and needles.
Anderson also feels like the news media exaggerated the outbreak.
Oh, very much so. They pumped a lot of fear into people.
A pharmaceutical major, Charles Livingston, thinks the fear of H1N1 has died down.
Honestly, I think it's done about the worry.
Livingston realizes that people know more about the virus and will take more precautions.
Generally, everybody's keeping good hygiene practices now. Not like they weren't before, but now everyone's more consciously aware of it.
Reporting for WHOV News, I'm Raven Pratt.